bayou or?
Bayou. We have a few bayou, but not too many down quite as far south as I am.
Mm-hmm. I see. Now, when you say creek, what do you mean by that?
A small body of water that's flowing to a river or a bay.
Do you have any creeks around where you're from that have names?
Yes, Chiltepin Creek flows through Sinton. It's flooded two or three times.
Mm-hmm. Is that the only one you think of?
Yeah, and then there's Papalote Creek.
Papalote Creek.
Which is up about 12 miles north. And those are the two big ones in the area.
In your way of thinking, is there anything, can you have anything smaller than a creek?
No.
Creek's as small as it gets. What about larger than a creek? The next thing larger than a creek would be a
river.
That would be a river. Or say if you were walking along maybe in the woods or something like that, and you came along to this place that had been, you know, eventually cut out by water flowing along until you got a place that's about 10 feet deep, say, or 10 feet across.
Gully.
Call that a gully. Well, would that be the same thing, maybe, that a place in the land that's been, that's happened to it because of a very heavy rainfall, say, and you got a piece, you know, cut out?
That'd be a washout.
That would be a washout.
Yeah. A gully is more a natural type from just the process of nature, and a washout's more from sudden act of erosion.
I see. Well, the term, the people where you're from ever use the term ravine for something like that?
Not too often, no.
Mostly it's just gully.
Yeah. Well, a ravine would be something that had been there a much longer time.
I see.
A more natural type of formation.
Well, talking about the land, if you were going up with just a slight elevation in the land, you'd say you were going up a little
hill.
Yeah. Any other terms for hill that people where you're from might have used? Say, for instance, that thing that's on the door that you turned off the door, you call that a
knob, but they wouldn't say that.
Wouldn't call it a knob. And something else that you don't have. Very, very much larger than a hill, you get into a regular
mountain.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what you would call the part of a mountain that drops off very sharply? You would call that a
cliff.
Or say if you were in the mountains, you came to a low place in the mountains, maybe where a road would go across.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that place?
A pass.
That would be the pass. Any other term for that besides pass that come to mind?
No.
Or so you can say this, you know, sometimes when in these old westerns, the gunfighters, for every man that they shot, they make a...
Oh, a knot.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't be used.
Or say a place where boats stop and unload their freight, you would call that a
harbor? A dock?
A harbor and a dock the same thing?
Well, a harbor would have docks. I didn't know exactly what you were talking about.
Sure. Well, the dock, is that the same thing as a pier or a wharf?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
All those are the same thing. Dock, pier, and wharf being the same thing.
Yeah. Well, pier and wharf, you can only have them on the water. Mm-hmm. You could have docks on dry land, but...
Well, say a place in the mountains where the water falls a long distance, you would just call that a...
Waterfall.
Out in what county did you say?
San Patricio.
Yeah. Does that county have a pretty good system of roads?
I would say yes, for a rural county, yes.
What about the different kinds of surfaces that you have in the county road system?